There was a knock on Hagrid's front door. The execution party had arrived. Hagrid turned around and headed back into his cabin, leaving the back door ajar. Harry watched the grass flatten in patches all around the cabin and heard three pairs of feet retreating. He, Ron, and Hermione had gone, but the Harry and Hermione hidden in the trees could now hear what was happening inside the cabin through the back door.
"Where is the beast?"
came the cold voice of McNair.
Outside,
Hagrid croaked. Harry pulled his head out of sight as McNair's face appeared at Hagrid's window, staring out at Buckbeak. Then they heard Fudge.
We have to read you the official notice of execution, Hagrid. I'll make it quick, and then you and McNair need to sign it. McNair, you're supposed to listen, too. That's procedure.
McNair's face vanished from the window. It was now or never.
Wait here, Harry whispered to Hermione. I'll do it.
As Fudge's voice started again, Harry darted out from behind his tree, vaulted the fence into the pumpkin patch, and approached Buckbeak.
It is the decision of the Committee for the Disposal of Dangerous Creatures that the hippogriff Buckbeak, hereafter called the Condemned, shall be executed on the 6th of June at sundown.
Careful not to blink, Harry stared up into Buckbeak's fierce orange eyes once more and bowed. Buckbeak sank to his scaly knees and then stood up again. Harry began to fumble with the knot of rope tying Buckbeak to the fence.
Sentenced to execution by beheading, to be carried out by the committee's appointed executioner, Walden McNair.
Come on, Buckbeak, Harry murmured. Come on, we're going to help you. Quietly, quietly.
As witnessed below. Hagrid, you sign here.
Harry threw all his weight onto the rope, but Buckbeak had dug in his front feet.
Well, let's get this over with,
said the reedy voice of the committee member from inside Hagrid's cabin.
Hagrid, perhaps it will be better if you stay inside.
No, I want to be with him. I don't want him to be alone.
Footsteps echoed from within the cabin.
Buckbeak, move!
Harry hissed. Harry tugged harder on the rope around Buckbeak's neck. The hippogriff began to walk, rustling its wings irritably. They were still 10 feet away from the forest, in plain view of Hagrid's back door.
One moment, please, McNair,
came Dumbledore's voice.
You need to sign, too.
The footsteps stopped. Harry heaved on the rope. Buckbeak snapped his beak and walked a little faster. Hermione's white face was sticking out from behind a tree.
Harry, hurry,
she mouthed. Harry could still hear Dumbledore's voice talking from within the cabin. He gave the rope another wrench. Buckbeak broke into a grudging trot. They had reached the trees.
Quick, quick,
Hermione moaned, darting out from behind her tree, seizing the rope too and adding her weight to make Buckbeak move faster. Harry looked over his shoulder. They were now blocked from sight. They couldn't see Hagrid's garden at all.
Stop,
he whispered to Hermione.
They might hear us.